Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall 23, back with our video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of baptism. So we believe in the doctrine of baptism, that baptism is the first step of obedience in the life of a Christian, and is the outward sign of one's profession of faith, in which a believer is immersed in water, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, baptism itself is not included within salvation, it's not part of the gospel, as it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. So we're not saved by baptism, but baptism is rather a picture of our salvation, being a figure of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. I'll explain that in more detail later in this video. Baptism is commanded by Jesus Christ and is commissioned unto his disciples. He says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So after preaching the gospel, when one gets saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they should be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. However, it is important to note that one must first be taught the gospel, okay? They must be a believer in order to be baptized. The practice of infant baptism is not biblical, but first one must make a confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ before they can be baptized. It says in Acts chapter 8, verse 36 to 38, And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. So the question is asked, what is hindering me, or what is stopping me from getting baptized? And the answer is simply, if you believe with all your heart, thou mayest. So one must first believe and thus be saved from their sins. They must first be justified before they can be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So in this verse, the word for means because our sins have been remitted by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the next thing that we should do is be baptized. First, we must repent, which means turn to Christ in faith, and then, because our sins are remitted, we are to symbolize our new walk with Christ by being baptized. Baptism itself should be done by a complete immersion in water. We already saw in Acts chapter 8, when the eunuch was baptized, it says in verse 38, they went down both into the water. It's written also concerning Jesus' baptism in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. When Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, meaning that he was down in the water, just like in Acts chapter 8, because baptism is by immersion in water. Another verse which proves this is the following, John chapter 3, verse 23. It says, And John also was baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Again, the reason why John the Baptist was baptizing in this particular place is because there was much water there. Much water is needed in order to completely immerse one in water. So the practice of baptism is a symbol of our new walk with Christ. It is a representation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, as it is written in Romans chapter 6, verse 4 to 5. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. When we are baptized, this shows that we are planted together in the likeness of his death and in the likeness of his resurrection. When one stands up in the water, that pictures the death of Christ. When one is immersed under the water, that pictures the burial of Christ. And finally, being brought up out of the water, as Jesus was, is the likeness of his resurrection. So anybody who has been saved by putting all of their trust in Jesus Christ must be baptized then to begin their life of serving the Lord God. So thank you everybody for watching. That's the doctrine of baptism, and goodbye.